All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable here at All Business Media FM. We are all business all the time. Today on the program from Dallas, Texas, we have a certified hypnotist. She also works in a number of different modalities, and you can check out her self-titled website, DonnaBrownHypnosis.com. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Donna Brown. Donna, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So please, share with us a little bit about your work as a hypnotist. What exactly do you do?
I people with everyday problems, and that sounds very broad, and it is very broad because it covers a lot of things. People have fears, people have relationship issues, stress, just about anything. You can use hypnosis or one of the other tools that I use to make a change and do something different.
And aside from being a hypnotist, you work in a number of different methods. Why don't you share with us what else you do?
I do. I'm a Psych K facilitator, which means that I can help people balance in 5 to 7 minutes limiting beliefs. I'm an NLP practitioner, so I use a lot of the concepts when we're going into hypnosis. Minister, so the people that are afraid of hypnosis, I can do it a little different way, bringing God into it. I'm an artist facilitator, so that's 32 points on your head that we touch. And what it does is it allows for the electromagnetic charge that holds thoughts, feelings, and emotions in place to dissipate, allowing you to perceive your life, body, and relationship more clearly. I also do EFT, which is the Emotional Freedom Technique. There's an eye movement process that I learned from Kimberly Brenner, who was my mentor, and just a number of other techniques that I've learned over the years.
So how did you get into this line of work? What inspired you to help other people?
I was in human resources for many, many years, and I was in a court case. I was a consultant to a company, and they did a big layoff. And one of the, we took out the whole group because it was for the company, and they had to reduce staff by 5%, so it fit. It was a clean layoff, and this one person in the layoff thought it was all, he let the whole department go because of her. And she had a lawsuit, and when I was on the stand and I was watching her face as I was giving my testimony saying the company didn't make the decision, I made the decision, and it had nothing to do with her, I saw her, like, crumple in her chair. And I thought, I could help that woman. I have all these techniques, and here I am hurting her instead of helping her. So it was a big aha moment for me. And at that point, I decided I am going away from human resource consulting, going into more personal development consulting, because I want to help people. So it was a big aha moment for me.
So take me through your approach to a brand new client. What could they expect? Do they usually know what they want, or do you kind of lead them the way?
People call ahead of me, or they'll send me an email message and they'll ask questions about what they're considering, but they generally don't know what to expect when they come in. And my first session, I always tell everyone, is going to be an hour. I want to get to know the person. I want to hear their story. I want to hear how they've set things up in their mind so that when we make that change, we'll know something different happened for them. A lot of people call for no smoking, you know, stop smoking. Everybody knows hypnosis works for that. So they'll call and they'll say, I want to quit smoking. And then they'll get in the chair, and it's really not about smoking. It's about they want to get a divorce or they want to change the way their job is going, making enough money. So they're using the smoking as the tool to get in the door. So I've had a lot of that. I do have people that just come for just stop smoking, and that's what we do. But a lot of times they'll think it's one thing, and it's actually something different. So by having the conversations, by asking what their belief system is, you get to know who that person is and what their story is and how you can help them. And then, I always ask people, is that the change they want? So when we're going into hypnosis, I don't do very much direct, which is typical hypnotic kind of work. I allow the person to make the change the way they feel they need to make the change, because your subconscious knows you better than I know you, and your subconscious knows what you need to do to make that change.
What would you say are the most challenging aspects about your work, and on the other side, some of the more rewarding ones?
When you see somebody change everything, that's so rewarding. I had a lady come in for smoking, and a week after she did the stop smoking, which she did stop in the one session, she came back about 6 months later and said, I started smoking again because I was fighting with my ex-husband. And I'm like, well, and when she showed up at the door, I didn't recognize her. She was 30 pounds thinner. Her hair was different. She had nails. She was beautiful. And I'm like, okay. I told her, I don't recognize you. And then she told me a week after she did the stop smoking, her relationship, she left her house and took her children with her because her husband was a non-participant in their marriage. She changed everything, and it had to do with when we went back. I always do the person back to when they set up the reasons why they smoke, and then you kind of run a pattern from some of the decisions you made when you were very young, and we changed that pattern for her, holding on to things she no longer needed. So she made a drastic change. So when you see something drastic like that out of one session, you're like, oh my gosh. That's not typical. Typically, people stop smoking, and something else will change. But she changed everything. I've also had challenges where the person is very afraid, and they get nervous, and so it may take more than one session for them to actually feel comfortable down. So I've had that happen, too.
So before we wrap things up on the show here, Donna, I want to leave you a chance for final thoughts or maybe some contact info in case our listeners want to work with you.
I would love listeners to call me. You can call direct on my cell phone, 915-549-1755. Many people nowadays text, so I do text back. If they have a story that they want to tell me to see if it's something that I could help them with, my email contact, dbrownhypnosis@gmail.com, would work. So there's a number of different ways they can get in touch with me.
Perfect. Donna, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This is the Professionals Roundtable here at ABM FM. Again, Donna's website, DonnaBrownHypnosis.com. And stay tuned because we'll return in just a moment with more interviews after this break.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with CJ McCall, exclusively on All Business Media.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes, I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.